Hello guys, how are you doing? Welcome back to your favorite podcast channel, Podcast by Femi's Cat. I trust you have been enjoying the health series and you've learned a lot for the past few weeks. Thank you guys for the love, for the support. Thank you guys for the repost. I'm super grateful, guys. Thank you for everything you guys do for Podcast by Femi Scott. I am super, 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 super grateful. Do not forget to listen on every of our platforms. There is the Apple Podcast, the Google Podcast, the Radio Public, iHeartRadio, and so many more platforms. So please, guys, make sure you explore the different options. Also, Anchor is there for you to listen, but there are other channels. And also, please, guys, if you're listening on any of the other platforms, please make sure you subscribe and make sure you drop a rating and also comments under any of the episodes. So please, guys, please make sure you drop your ratings and comments and make sure you subscribe, please. Thank you so much, guys, and I hope you've learned a lot, as I said earlier, from the past weeks, because it's the health series and there is a lot for us to learn on the channel. So guys, today we are looking at the subject of cholesterol and eating healthy. So I know a lot of us have this general knowledge, this general thought in our minds that having a high cholesterol level is bad, and I want to reiterate that is very true. It is true. But today I'll be breaking down this subject and helping us understand a lot about maintaining a normal cholesterol level and what you should do to achieve this. So first things first, what is blood cholesterol? I know a lot of people just have that, they just know what blood cholesterol is in their head, but they really don't understand what blood cholesterol is. So blood cholesterol is a fatty substance that is produced naturally by your liver, and it is also found in your blood. So it is a fat-like substance that comes from two sources. It comes from two sources. That is from your food and from the body. From the body, that is from, because it's produced in the liver, so that is the body source. And from the food, it is found in foods from animal sources only, none from plant sources. So it travels in the body by lipoproteins, which are majorly the low-density lipoprotein and the high-density lipoprotein. The body uses cholesterol to protect nerves, to make cell tissues, and to produce certain hormones. So blood cholesterol is used for many things in our bodies, but it can become a problem when there is too much of it in the blood. Close attention to what you eat can help you reduce your risk of developing a disease called atherosclerosis. So atherosclerosis is the narrowing of arteries, and it is caused by plaque buildup inside the arteries. So a lot of us will be wondering, what is plaque? What does plaque consist of? So plaque is majorly made up of fat, cholesterol, calcium, and other substances that are found in the blood. So as these arteries narrow, blood cannot flow properly through the arteries. So this can lead to a heart attack or stroke. So as I said earlier, some foods contain cholesterol. This is called dietary cholesterol because it's not produced from the body, and it is found only in animal products, as I said earlier. For most people, eating foods high in dietary cholesterol actually only has a small influence on their blood cholesterol. High cholesterol levels in your blood are mainly caused by eating foods high in saturated fats and trans fats, and not including foods with unsaturated fats and fiber. I know the next question you have in mind is, what are saturated fats? Well, saturated fats are generally solid or waxy at room temperature and are most often found in animal products and tropical oils. Note that the following food contain saturated fats. First things first, fatty cuts of beef, pork, lamb, and the skin of poultry, hot dogs and bacon, full fat and processed cream cheese, high fat dairy products such as whole milk, cream, butter, and sour cream, lard, bacon fat, sauces and gravies made from animal fat. Most fried foods and fast foods, tropical oil, majorly palm, palm kernel, and coconut. Baked goods made with lard, butter, or tropical oils. So, what are trans fats? These are formed when a liquid fat is changed into a solid fat through a process called hydrogenation. So many manufacturers use hydrogenated fats in their ingredients because it creates a product with an extended shelf life and better consistency. So a lot of us must have heard of good fats and bad fats. Well, this leads us to the types of blood cholesterol we have. So we have two main types of blood cholesterol, which are the low density lipoprotein cholesterol and the high density lipoprotein cholesterol. So the low density lipoprotein cholesterol is also known as the bad cholesterol because it can add to the buildup of plaque. I explained plaque earlier, so please, if you didn't get that, go back, just move back and listen to what plaque means. So as I was saying, low density lipoprotein cholesterol is bad because it can add to the buildup of plaque in your arteries and it increases your risk of getting a heart disease. While the high density lipoprotein cholesterol, also known as the good cholesterol, is called the good cholesterol actually because it can help protect you against coronary heart disease. So a high level of low density lipoprotein cholesterol is bad for your body. Likewise, a low level of the high density lipoprotein cholesterol is also bad for you. If your doctor says you need to improve your cholesterol, you will need to lower your low density lipoprotein cholesterol and increase your high density lipoprotein cholesterol. So medicines can help with this, but the simplest way to improve your cholesterol is through lifestyle changes. It's that your body needs some cholesterol to work properly, as I said earlier. It is when you have too much cholesterol in your blood that there is an issue because it can stick to the walls of your arteries and narrow or even block them, as I've said earlier in the case of atherosclerosis. As said earlier also, this puts you at the risk for coronary artery disease and other heart diseases. I mentioned earlier also into the podcast about unsaturated fats and fibers. Well, unsaturated fats are considered the healthiest fats because they improve cholesterol, help reduce inflammation. Inflammation is a risk factor for heart disease and help this decrease the overall risk of developing heart disease. The main source of unsaturated fats are plant-based foods. These fats are usually liquid at room temperature. There are two types of unsaturated fats and they include monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. So the monounsaturated fats are considered one of the healthiest sources of fats in the diet. These fats should make up most of your daily fat intake. Food sources of monounsaturated fats include olive, canola, and peanut oils, most nuts, nut oils, and nut butters, e.g. natural peanut butter or almond butter, olives, avocados, and so on. Good sources of polyunsaturated fats include safflower oil, flax oil and flax seeds, sunflower oil, walnuts, fish. Note that a type of polyunsaturated fats are called omega-3 fats. So why are omega-3 fats important? Well, they help protect against heart disease by lowering triglyceride level, protecting against irregular heartbeats, decreasing the risk of a heart attack, and lowering blood pressure. To get the most protective benefits of these foods, eat them several times per week. Note that the body cannot make omega-3 fats, so they must come from your diet. The best food source of omega-3 fats is cold water fish, such as salmon, tuna, mackerel, herring, sardines, and so on. Other food sources that can contain smaller amounts of omega-3 fats are flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, hemp seeds, soybeans, canola oil. Concerning fibers, there are two types of dietary fibers. They are the soluble, which is also called the viscous, and the insoluble. To receive the greatest health benefits, eat a wide range of all high fiber foods. Refined foods like white bread, white pasta, and enriched cereal are low in fiber. The refining process strips the outer coat, which is also called bran, from the grain, which reduces the amount of fiber that is left. The best sources of fiber are whole grain, fruits, vegetables, and legumes. Legumes, majorly dried beans, lentils, split peas. So what is soluble fiber? First things first, soluble fiber provides the greatest heart health benefits. I know I've been saying a lot of these groups of food and protect, they give them the best health benefits, but they each have their degree of health benefits they give, but overall they all give a good percentage of health benefits to the individual taking them. So please, let's endeavor to take as many of them as possible, but in moderation, not excessively. So as I was saying, soluble fibers provide the greatest heart health benefits. It helps lower total and low density lipoprotein cholesterol levels by binding to bile in the gut and removing it with the body's waste. So you can see that this is quite important actually. So bile is made up of cholesterol. Good sources of soluble fibers include oats and oat bran, barley, legumes, majorly dried beans, lentils, and split peas, ground flax seed, apples, bananas, pears, and citrus fruits, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cabbage, sweet potatoes, squash. Insoluble fibers are generally referred to as roughage. I know at a point or the other we must have heard of roughage. Insoluble fibers promote regularity, add bulk, and soften the stool. Helps with weight regulation and helps prevent many gastrointestinal disorders. So good sources of insoluble fibers include wheat bran and whole wheat or grain bread and crackers, vegetables, nuts. On to the next question, which a lot of people usually ask: how can I know my cholesterol level? First things first, most people with high cholesterol levels feel perfectly well and often have no symptoms. Therefore, the best way to find out if your cholesterol is high is to carry out a blood test called the fasting lipid profile. To get more information on this, ask your doctor. Contact your doctor to know how to go about this test. So, what are the causes of a high cholesterol level? First things first, the low intake of foods containing healthy protective fats. So when you do not take in foods that contain healthy and protective fats, it means that there is an increase in your intake of polyunsaturated and monounsaturated fats, which are unhealthy for the human body. And this tends to increase the level of the high density lipoprotein cholesterol in your body. Secondly, high intake of foods containing saturated fats and trans fats, such as fatty meat, full fat dairy products, butter, coconut oil, palm oil, and most deep fried takeaway foods, and also commercially baked products such as pies, biscuits, buns, and pastries. Foods high in trans fats include mostly commercially baked products and dried fried takeaway foods, which a lot of us cannot do without. So we can see that a lot of us are taking unhealthy fatty products into our systems day in, day out without even knowing. So number three, low intake of foods containing fibers. Number four, cholesterol in food, which I termed earlier as dietary cholesterol. Well, this has a small effect on low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, majorly saturated fats and trans fats in the body. So, what are the causes of a high blood cholesterol level? First things first, low intake of foods containing healthy protective fats. Number two, high intake of foods containing saturated fats and trans fats, majorly fatty meat, full fat dairy products, butter, coconut oils, palm oil, and most deep fried takeaway foods, and also commercially baked products such as pies, biscuits, buns, and pastries. Foods high in trans fats include most commercially baked products and deep fried takeaway foods, which a lot of us cannot do without. So we see that a lot of us are taking in unhealthy fatty products without even knowing every day. Number three, low intake of food containing fiber. Number four, cholesterol in food, which I termed as dietary cholesterol earlier. This majorly has only a small effect on the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol when compared to saturated and trans fats. So you could do well to include some cholesterol-rich foods such as offal, majorly liver and kidneys, and prawns as a part of a healthy, balanced diet low in saturated and trans fat. And number five, genetics. So I know the question a lot of us will be asking right now is, what can I do? What lifestyle changes can I make? What exactly are you going to advise me to do to help me improve my cholesterol level? So first things first, number one, exercise on most days of the week and increase your physical activity. So here, exercise can improve cholesterol levels. Moderate physical activity can actually help raise high-density lipoprotein cholesterol levels. So with your doctor's consent, walk up to at least 30 minutes of exercise 5 times a week or rigorous aerobic activity for 20 minutes three times a week. So adding physical activity, even in short intervals, several times a day, can help you begin to lose weight. So consider 1. Taking a brisk walk during your lunch hour. 2. Riding your bike to work. 3. Playing a favorite sport. So what I want you to understand is that you must stay motivated. Consider finding an exercise buddy or joining an exercise group, and you will achieve your goal. Number 2, lose weight if you are overweight. So being overweight can raise your cholesterol levels. Losing weight, even just about 5 to 10 pounds, can lower your total cholesterol, your low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, and your triglyceride levels. Number 3, if you smoke, please quit, because smoking lowers your high-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Shockingly, even exposure to second-hand smoke can affect your HDL level. So talk to your doctor about developing a plan if you are an addict and you need to stop. Speak with your doctor so you can develop a plan to help you stop smoking. Number 4, make sure you eat a heart-healthy diet. And under these should be noted. First things first, eat plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. So fruits and vegetables are naturally low in fat. They add flavor and variety to your diet. So they are also the best source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals for your body. Aim for 5 cups of fruits and vegetables every day. This should not include potatoes, corn, or rice. This set of food counts as carbohydrates. So number 2, make sure you pick good fats over bad fats. So fat is a part of a healthy diet, but there are bad and good fats, as I have stated earlier. So just to reiterate this, bad fats include saturated and trans fats. Make sure you limit the amount of saturated fat in your diet and you avoid trans fat completely. Use healthier cooking methods. So cooking methods like baking, broiling, and roasting are the healthiest ways to prepare meat, poultry, and other foods. Trim any outside fat or skin before cooking. Use either a non-stick pan or a non-stick cooking spray instead of adding fats such as butter or margarine. When eating out, you can ask how the food was prepared. You can also request that your food be baked, broiled, or roasted rather than fried. One other thing also under choosing good fat over bad fats is looking for other sources of protein. So meats are good sources of protein, but they contain a lot of cholesterol and saturated fats. So fish, beans, tree nuts, peas, and lentils also offer proteins, but without the cholesterol and fats. They also contain fibers and other nutrients. So consider eating 1 meatless meal each week, a meal without meat. Try substituting beans for meat in a favorite recipe. Get more fiber in your diet and make sure you eat more fish. So number 5, under lifestyle changes one can do to help you improve your cholesterol level, try to add supplements to your diet. So changing your diet may not be enough a lot of times to help you reduce the bad cholesterol in your system. So you can try to start using certain supplements which may help you improve your cholesterol level. Some examples of supplements you can begin to use include plant sterol and stanols, omega-3 fatty acids, amongst others. So make sure you talk to your doctor before taking any supplements, especially if you have to take a cholesterol lowering medicine or if you're already on a cholesterol lowering medicine. Please note that egg yolks should be eaten in moderation also. So number six, make sure you drink alcohol only in moderation. Yeah, we're trying to talk about the moderate use of alcohol, which has been linked with higher levels of high density lipoprotein cholesterol. Even though I know this world seems like an advocation for the use of alcohol, for taking alcohol, I want us to understand that even with this, the benefits of taking alcohol in moderation aren't strong enough to recommend alcohol for anyone who doesn't already drink. So we see that even the benefits are not so strong enough that alcohol using moderation can be recommended for anyone. So if you drink alcohol, make sure you do so in moderation. For healthy adults, that means up to one drink a day for women of all ages and men older than age 65, and up to two drinks a day for men age 65 and younger. Note that too much alcohol can lead to serious health problems, including high blood pressure, heart failure, and strokes. So guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. Thanks for listening till the end, and I hope you have learned a lot today. Do well to share and send in your comments and ratings also, as I said earlier, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and every other platform that you are listening on. Thanks once again, guys. Make sure you stay safe. Till next time, bye for now.